Hi, I'm Mike Purcell, and today I am chatting with Laura Fahner. Laura is the executive director of Homeward Pikes Peak. How you doing, Laura?
Great.
So what's the story of Homeward Pikes Peak? What are you guys doing over there? What's it all about?
Well, we provide direct assistance to the city's most vulnerable, addicted, and homeless population. We have housing programs for folks with serious mental illness and for disabled veterans, for folks struggling with substance abuse, and we have an outpatient clinic, too, for substance abuse treatment.
And do you guys serve all of the greater Colorado Springs area, or is it El Paso County?
Anyone from El Paso County.
And so what other forms of support are you providing? So housing?
We provide housing and case management, and we're really working with the folks who've been homeless a long time who are really vulnerable, disabled, so they get a lot of support. We have a lot of case management. We're in people's homes. We're helping them solve problems, become self-sufficient, and then eventually not need us anymore and move on to become productive citizens and taxpayers and employees.
Are you guys located in Colorado Springs, or is there like headquarters? Or
we do. Our offices are at 610 and 606 South Tejon.
Okay.
And we have clinic services there, and then all of our staff that go out to do case management services, we all have office space where people can come in and ask for help and get the help that they need to get off the streets.
So it's sort of a temporary service?
We have permanent supportive housing for our disabled folks, and that can go on as long as folks need.
Right.
Most of the time, they don't need it indefinitely. They just need help turning their lives around and getting some income, usually through Social Security. But our sober living program is temporary, so we do expect folks to get sober and then start working so they can be self-sufficient and reunite with their families or just live on their own.
Yeah, people aren't really so much about getting a handout so much as just a little temporary help, a little opportunity, and then they want to be a productive member of society. So that's great.
Yeah, I think most people don't really want to be homeless. They want help. And if you've got a serious mental illness, sometimes it's really hard to figure out what you need to do to be able to take care of yourself. So we can help with some of those interventions. One of our programs is called Housing First. You provide the housing first, and then you wrap around the other services. And it is just an extremely effective program that's used all across the country.
So are there doctors part of the support network that sort of make diagnoses of people's mental conditions? Or
we connect people to programs like Aspen Point or Peak Vista and other service providers in the community. Our services are usually focused more around the case management, the crisis intervention, but we don't employ doctors or prescribe medications.
How many folks are enrolled in the program now on the needing the support end?
We see about 100 women in our outpatient clinic, mostly pregnant women and women with dependent children. And then in our housing programs, we serve 100 to 150 people in any given year.
So it's people of all ages, all backgrounds?
We do. We have family spots in our housing, so we're able to accommodate a single person to some larger families, depending on how our funding looks.
How did you get involved in this, Laura? Why is this important to you, may I ask? May I be nosy?
Yes. I started as a counselor. I have my licensed professional counselor, and I've worked with folks with serious mental illness and homelessness for 20-some years now. And I found myself in a position to start leading programs and then leading the organization. And it's, I'm really passionate about what we do because I think we can really solve homelessness. We can address it, but we have to help the people who are struggling. And folks just don't get sober overnight, and people don't cure from physical disabilities or mental illness overnight. It takes some time and some effort from the community.
How long has Homeward Pikes Peak been around?
It's been around since 2002.
How do folks find out more about Homeward Pikes Peak, folks that might need assistance themselves or folks that want to help out?
Our website is homewardpp.org, and it's got all of our services listed, all the criteria for all of our programs, our locations, our phone numbers, and folks can also just walk in and ask for help.
All right. Laura Fahner, Executive Director of Homeward Pikes Peak, thank you for taking time out and chatting today.
Thank you.